What prompted your move to Ontario? What got you going on that? What happened?
Well, I don't know what, let's see, 60, you moved in 69 and 67. Due to me being on the mission board.
Oh, and EMMC going, mission board.
Yes. Well, no, well, not in the EMMC, but in our local church.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We would go to the quarterly mission board meetings. We would be informed of the different work that was opened up, and at that time the Friesens were out here in Aylmer already, and then there was talk about, I guess this was the first one that opened up along Leamington here after the Friesens were in Aylmer for a while. You say they came to Aylmer in 65?
Yes.
We came here in 69, and in 67 was when this started here. No, 66. I mean 68
they started here.
Yes, I believe. That's when the Hapners moved here, 68.
Okay.
Yes, but the Dear Friesens were coming here before that already for quite some time.
Well, that information you might have to get from
Dear Friesen.
Or George, Mrs. George Friesen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
you know that the Hapners, the J. Hapners, mm-hmm. were here before you. They were basically the first full-time workers that lived here.
No, when I say they were here a year before us, that's only approximate. I mean, it wasn't much before that, but about a year, very close. See, we moved in 69, and they were here a year sooner, so they were in 68.
Okay, so they would have come summer of 68, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And in the meantime, you, as being on the mission board and going to the quarterly meetings, began to hear about what was happening here particularly or elsewhere?
Well, I remember very clearly of that one quarterly mission board meeting that they had. We were informed at the quarterly mission board meeting that there was another work opening up in the Wheatley-Leamington area. And right away, the Lord burdened me about it, and we started praying about it. And we prayed for 2 years, and then we had an opportunity to sell our house out west, and which we had tried before and hadn't succeeded, and felt led that we should stay longer. And at that time, we just put it into the standby paper, and it was on during the week, and it came out on Thursday, the paper, and on Saturday we had a buyer. And on Monday, it was sold.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. On Monday, it was sold.
And then how long did it take till you moved then, this way? Was it
then we came out here for a vacation, and we looked over the area, and there was a need both places, but we were mainly aiming at Leamington because we felt led to go this way. And
had some other people from Manitoba moved into the Aylmer area already, like the Artcrakers? Were they already there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm quite sure they were.
Crons and others?
Crons were a year before we were out here.
Okay, so their moves have helped you to
come.
To
well,
think about coming this way as well, or not?
No, we
not
came
really.
On occasion to see the Crons, in 69, and then we looked at the different places.
The
different work here
in it wasn't just this maybe this work here at that time.
Yeah. No, the kitchen had started then already too.
Yeah? Had the kitchen work started then?
Yeah, because even the Padron, the mansion, and there were these places, but we didn't go to the other places. We just went to Aylmer and then we came to Leamington for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you visited the church here then?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's right. The Hefners had started work here already, and they were at the UMI,